Phoenix FM. It's Sunday, loving Stand and Calling, and we've just seen on stage Emma McGrath, and that was fantastic.
Thank you very much. It was a brilliant vibe.
You did seem to enjoy it. I mean, a real acoustic set as well you've got going there with the two acoustic guitars and then, of course, the bass afterwards as well.
Yeah, we thought Sunday morning, you know, don't really go full drum kit, so we toned it down a bit, and it was really nice. I enjoyed it.
It was really good. I saw Lily yesterday up there on that stage. There's something about that stage as well, isn't it? The Laundry Meadows stage.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant stage. It was really nice. And I like the kind of like blanketed size as well. It was really nice.
And you do all your own stuff. That was all music that you've sung, recorded and written with Lauren as well, yeah?
Yeah, no, there was a few co-writes in there. I've done some really good co-writing recently, actually, with a few really cool people. So it's been really good. But a lot of, yeah, all originals, basically.
So for anyone listening, let's sort of hear you talking now, maybe even seeing you up on stage. I never normally ask a lady her age, but you're only 16. You've done a lot at your tender years.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah. Well, what can you do?
But that's all you've known, and you're carrying on. You're professional. You're here. You're at the festivals. You're living the dream.
Yeah, I love it. Especially the food. Food's good. I've said that in like every interview so far, but I think it's something that's quite important about festivals, the food.
Oh, the food here is great. It always has been really good as well. You feel that every effort is made for, well, anything, including the food. It is important.
Yeah, no, the whole festival, honestly, it's brilliant. I'm definitely going to come back, even if I'm not playing.
But you're local anyway, aren't you? So it probably didn't take you too long to get here.
No, I'm from Harpenden, so it's really local. And Lauren lives in, Lauren, who was playing guitar and bass, lives in Walken, little village near Stevenage. So yeah, it's really local, which is funny because I've never been here as like a punter, but I will be.
Yeah, it's given you the bug. You definitely come back on another stage this year, next year maybe, or certainly doing something slightly different.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that big one there. That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
You're of the generation where social media and everything else, it's just taken as read. When you were on stage, you were saying, well, I've got my CD, you can get us online, you can find us. There's so many avenues, but it's easy for you, I take it, because you've known no other way. You haven't grown up in the days where people used to buy 7-inch singles and bemoan the loss of the single or anything.
I guess not, but I can't say I'm a fan of social media, but I do keep on top of it. I try and post like regularly. But yeah, no, feel free to follow me. I guess that was a cue to say my social media links. But yeah, it's just Emma McGrath UK, really. So yeah.
That's the best way. Again, what are your plans for the next, well, 6 months, year? How are you playing it?
So I've got a tour in Germany coming up in December. But up until then, just a lot of writing sessions and recording some new stuff as well. So it should be fun.
Yeah, so just look you up online, and we'll put all the links on our website anyway, so if anyone wants to find out more, and I'm sure we'll be playing a lot of stuff on air as well, so great stuff. See you here next year.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Thank you.